بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The discussion is about audible zikr and soft zikr. As Mawlana Abdul Hayy Sahib Utnavi Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of the leading muhaddiseen of India, so he says in his kitab Siyahatul Fikr or Sabahatul Fikr, not to recognize it is jahalat. It's quoted approximately 71 hadith showing audible zikr. Further to that, the command is faskuruni. So when it's faskuruni, so this is a general command. This hadith, or this verse will tell you that the zikr must be done softly or loudly. It's general. And the qaida is وَالْمُطْلَقُ يَجْرِي عَلَىٰ إِطْلَاقِهِ. When it's general, then apply it generally. Don't specify. Must be done like this and mustn't be done like that. So to say that audible zikr is not in keeping to the sunnah, then that's not right. Because there is a general command to make zikr. When the command is general to make zikr, then whether the person applied the verse in one way or the other, he is applying the verse. So there's no need to object. Then, added to all that, وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَنَقُدُّ إِسْتِغْفَارَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي مَجْلِسٍ وَاحِدٍ. We used to count the times the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was making istighfar time in one sitting. We used to go to about 100 times in one sitting. So if this istighfar and zikr wasn't audible, could they have heard it? So it was audible for them to have heard it. So now, this is just one hadith that I'm showing you. The Sahaba Kiram counted it. Right? In various other occasions, then the zikr that the Bisan made on that occasion was heard, was audible. They're returning from Tabuk, and people are making zikr jahre mufrid. Mufrid means too loud. So Nabi Sam asked them, irba'u ala anfusikum, fa inna man tad'una aqrabu min riqabi nikatikum wa naqatikum. There's no need for you to shout. They were shouting already. And then shouting is an exertion. You can't shout too long. You shout for, say, 2 minutes. After that, the voice cracks. So, the business, as a consideration, he told them, you don't shout. Because the one that you are calling on is closer to you than the next of your animals. So close is to you. So then, what's the need to shout? So, he didn't condemn the audible zikr, he condemned the shouting. Shouting very loud now. So then, you have people, some people are naturally a bit loud, and some people are naturally a bit soft. Like you'll see, sometimes the guard, etc., they're talking, right? They'll talk from that across the road, you can hear here. But that's normal speech for them. For us, it's not normal. For them, it's normal. Right? That's why the hadith says, Al-Mu'azzinuna min al-Habash. The Mu'azzins, let them be from the Habsh, right? Because أنهم أندى صوتا. The voices are louder. And the Azan is what? Azan is the proclamation. Azan is an announcement. If you give it to one of us, then you don't have a mic and all these things here. You will cause it. Here, their voices can travel. They got that strength in that sound of this, in the voice of this. So the work will be done. If you give it to one of us, the work can't be done. So, yes, you don't count it to be a sunnah. To do the zikr audible, you don't count it to be a sunnah. That means this, you only the zikr will only be recognized if it is done in an audible manner. So, that's not right. But Ibn Mas'ud says that we were at one janaza and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself was helping in the lowering down of the janaza. So that was Abdullah Zul Bujadain, Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud says, فَإِذَا هُوَ أَلَّذِي كَانَ يَرْفَعُ سَوْتَهُ فِي الذِّكْرِ. He was that person who used to read the, make the zikr aloud. So that was done now in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he didn't object to it. So when he didn't object to it, then how can we object? Okay. So the idea in the zikr is for it to settle into your heart. Right? Uskur Rabbaka fi nafsika. Zikr must be well rooted in your heart. That's the idea. So, when that's the idea, so that the methodology doesn't have to be proved from the least. Yes, but what it's saying, remember Allah Ta'ala deep from the recess of your heart. Right? So now, in getting there, it can be different approaches. Right? So that approach doesn't have to be in the hadith. Right. So now, you're making zikr of just Allah, Allahu Allah, right? So that zikr may not be seen in the hadith, Allahu Allah. But what's the idea? The idea is to get the remembrance, the name of Allah Ta'ala, rooted deep into the heart. So, an example is cited. See, the child that is learning Quran Sharif, right? So as he's learning, then he breaks the words and he recites. Right? So he won't read, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغُرُورِ الْآدِ. He will read, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So can that be proven from the hadith? That can't be proven. But can you say that that's against the hadith? No. But that's the way, adatan, that's the way that you memorize the Quran. One word, two words, and that word is repeated sometimes 100 times, 20 times, 30 times, until it is rooted. Because the memorizing of the Quran Sharif, that's a requirement, see, that's a goal. And that memorizing of the Quran Sharif was from the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Usman really seeing the whole Quran in one rakat, right? So memorizing the Quran Sharif was from the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So memorizing the Quran is a goal, is an objective, is something that is to be worked towards. Right? But now, how you get there? You get there by repeating the word. Right? There may be that one odd person, like we had one, my son was one Sati from Malawi, Mustafa Piri, right? So he just glanced at it one time or two times when he got it. Now, you can compete with him. He has a different type of memory. Twice, he just looks at it and got it. Right. So that's an exception to the rule. Right? Now we will have to take the normal, Zalika Kitab, Udalil Muttaqin, we will say that, then we'll get there. And now this person is an isolated case, the exception to the rule. Now, it's easy to jump to conclusions. People say this is bid'ah, haram, but no understanding, see. Shallow understanding of deen, and then any person is doing something against your thinking and reasoning, then that's termed as a bid'ah, right? So, see now, there are so many ordinances, right? Commands of Allah Ta'ala. Jihad is a command, right? Hajj is a command. In the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so what was the requirement for the Hajj to become compulsory? Az-Zadu wal-Rahila. You got a mount, camel, and you got provisions for the road and to the return. Then Hajj becomes compulsory. In this day, if someone just has a camel and provisions, can he do the Hajj? Right. So that was the means to get there, right? And the means can be improved on, right? One zamana used one type of a means to accomplish the faras, and in the next zamana we use another type of means to accomplish the same. In the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to do jihad, you need a horse, or you need a sword, and a shield. Now, when they're firing missiles long distance, can you defend yourself just with a sword and a shield? Can you? Can't do it. You know, you have to do something according to that level, in that practice on that in that time. أَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Whatever might you can prepare against them, you must prepare. So if they're using swords, you can use swords. If they're using rocket launchers, then you can use. And if they're using long-distance missiles, right, then you must do the same. أَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. But now, you can't say, but that wasn't found in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so this jihad is bid'at. Can you say that? Flying by plane wasn't found in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so going to Hajj on a plane is haram. Can you say that? You can't say. So it's a means to that end. When it's a means to that end, then the idea is the end itself, and the means can change in different times, different people, different circumstances, that can change. Right. So this law, the means, right, means can change, right? So the means itself is not the goal, but it will help you to reach the goal. So when you're making zikr now, and you're doing it with some voice, audible, right? So that helps you in various ways. One is the presence of the mind will be better for most people when doing it aloud. And number two, to get it into your mind, that will be easier. So, again, look at the example of the child that is doing hips. If he's only going to read it in his mind, he'll get it. To get it, it has to be audible. And whichever way he's doing it, but if he has to get it, it has to be audible for him to see that the thing is settled in his heart. See? So these approaches this approaches a means to the end. And this means to the end will not be haram as long as there is no haram element in it. I'll say, for example, he is using a haram element to get the, then you see it haram. Like, for example, he's learning the Quran Sharif, but to calm himself, together with the Quran Sharif recitation, he's got some music playing on. And it calms me, gives me better concentration. So, will that be allowed? Right? Because now he's got a clear haram element included in that, then you see it haram. But if it's just an approach, right? And the approach itself is not wrong, then you can adopt that approach to get there. Now you've got the whole world got microphones, right? So these microphones, was it found in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Wasn't found, right? No, it was not the Haramain and not outside the Haramain. No, it's found. But now, a small masjid, only 100 or 200 musallis, they must have a microphone. Doesn't it happen? It's a small masjid. So the people's voices gone so weak now. Abbas, his voice was so great that the Ulama write that his voice used to travel approximately 5 kilometers. So he was so loud, right? Now you get people like that now. You don't get the people like that. So now you have one of two choices. Either you read softly and then the whole crowd gets confused. You know, the Imam is going to ruku or going to sajda, or have a microphone, but it makes it easy for the people that are in the rear rows that they know the Imam's posture now, going to ruku, going to sajda, Qoma, Qiyam, so what's the posture the Imam is going to? So it makes it easy. Right? So now, someone says, now condemn the thing because it is haram. See? So this was just an approach, a means to get to the end. When it's a means to get to the end, so you will not say it's haram, unless that means got something haram. If the means has got something haram, then you say it's not right. Now you see some of the mics, they synchronized, right? And to give a musical tone, sometimes it's got an echoing sound. Like you say, Yusuf, right? So you have a, we synchronized to give an echoing sound. So. You saw that? So now that's distortion. That obviously this is the word is Yusuf, and because the mic has been synchronized to give an echoing sound, right? And that echoing sound is distorting the actual word, right? So then that will not be permissible. That has to be corrected, whoever is using that. But overall, that will not be permissible. This, because it's distorting the word, therefore, because of that distortion, therefore, you see, it's not permissible. See? Okay. So, last year, sometimes in the Qirat Jalsa, so some names were called out, you know. Maybe Yusuf Isaac, you know. So at the end they asked me to come and talk. So I said, hey, I looked at the whole Quran, I didn't find any word like Isaac. From cover to cover, no Isaac at all. And I didn't see the word Yusuf. Whole Quran, from one side to the other. So I said, isn't this distorting the Qirat? The Qirat is saying Ishaq. The Qirat is saying, for example, Yusuf. I said, Yusuf. I said, Isaac. So, went home though. My routine is to have supper after Isha. There's a light talk, you know. So my family is telling me, then a lot of demons will change. A lot of demons, why could I get to this? Right. He was calling what Muhammad Mo and all that. So must change that also. Your own house must change first. What they said was right. He was like guilty of some things. So these names, then don't distort them. Especially like those names that the prophetic names using, Ambiya's names, right? So don't distort these things. Keep it the original. People have that habit, you know, just for convenience. And so there's one politician or editor, right? So his son, if I remember correctly, is a Patel, right? So his name comes from articles. So he goes as E.B. Patel. I said, right? It's not right. It has to be corrected. Must be corrected. That they did in Christianity and all that, all the names, they abbreviated the name, right? From Joseph, they made it Joe. Right? And from, for example, MacDonald, right, for example, they call it Mac. So they do these things here, and then they do it so badly that the original name is forgotten. But someone may ask, but abbreviations are allowed, right? Right? The abbreviations are allowed. Like, for example, the word Unadu ya Maliku, Yaqdi alayna Rabbuk, right? So the tazghir, you know, the tazghir or the tarkhim of the thing is Malu. What? Nado ya Malu, Yaqdi alayna Rabbuk, right? So that's an exception. Right, you understand that Arabic also has got tarkhim, has got tazghir, right? You understand that. But to use the English abbreviation into the Arabic, is that right? It's an Arabic word, and Arabic has got its own abbreviations. So if you abbreviate, then you can, but use the Arabic equivalent, not the English now. English saying something, or that you bring it. So a lot of people, right, they know as the surnames are Isup. It's not like that. The whole name gets distorted, it gets spoiled, it gets distorted. So anyway, we're talking about this zikr, right? And what's the idea? The idea is to get the name of Allah Ta'ala rooted into the heart. So then different approaches are used to get that, right? Like sometimes you'll say just Allahu Allah, right? And sometimes you may say Illallah, right? So some of the people in the past also, they objected to this. Like Ibn Taymiyyah says that Illallah is not in conformity with the Arabic standard literature. So he made an objection, but then ulama answered that. What they said, that this type of sentences are found in the language, then you don't need to have an objection, they are found. So the hadith says, Al-Makkah haramun muharramun, right? La yukhla khalaha, right? Wa la yu'dadu shajaruha, right? So the haram of Makkah Mukarrama is haram. You can't pluck out the trees, etc. Can't cut the grass there. So Abbas the Arama, he requested Ya Rasulullah, illa al-iskhil, fa'innahu liquburihim wa suqufihim, right? Ya Rasulullah, can you make an exception for the iskhir grass? What do you mean? Hey, what do you call it? Long grass. They use it for thatching roofs. What do you call it? Straw. Yeah. So this iskhir straw, Yeah, so can you make an exception for this? Because they use it to thatch the roofs, and also they use it for their graves. You know the, nowadays, when they, this place of in the Haramain, up to now they use clay bricks, right? Unbaked bricks, right? You've seen unbaked bricks they use, right? So there may be some crevices. To recover the crevices, they use straw, right? Now here they use chatai. They put planks, and in place of that straw, they use chatais, right? So, before my family could pass away, so I'm seeing a couple of good days before that, that she's out of the house, and some chatai is outside. I understood now this mean, what it means, but I didn't read to them. So, yeah, why she took everything out? Then I understood this is what it can mean. So, and all this is going on, and Ibn Abbas asked for an exemption for iskhir straw. Because the law is general, nothing must be plucked, nothing must be cut, right? Nothing must be plucked, nothing must be cut. So he made an exception for iskhir. And the word he uses, illal iskhir. And the Nabi, as a confirmation, said, illal iskhir. So if it was an incomplete sentence, right, then the Nabi would have not said, illal iskhir. It shows that this can be spoken. So long as the mutakallim and the mukhatab knows that there is a mahzuf muqaddar. Right, know about it. So when he knows about it, then what's wrong with that? It's found in the hadith. Abbas ibn Yahama, the linguist, he said it. Nabi Sam confirmed it. So it's no konsi burai, konsi ishkal ki baat hai. All these things are found, not that they're not found, but just that someone is in a fault-finding mission. So in a fault-finding mission, they find faults everywhere. You can't be, you can't be complacent of this type of elements. They will find some mistake or the other, and they will voice their opinion. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ. There will be those people that are exceeding the mark. So don't be concerned, don't be worried about them. Anything they see, sometimes it's the shallow understanding, sometimes it's what they came across, sometimes it is just to disprove you, sometimes they may be sincere, right? It can be different situations. But now, because of that, then you shouldn't be affected. Just, I tell the people, but don't create a scene. Right? So now you're going to the Haramain, you've got some Arabs now there, and in namaz they want to join the feet, right? So now, if you're going to be hard, then they say, yeah, you're not practicing the hadith. Because hadith saying, Al Sikul Kaaba bil Kaaba. Join the ankle with the ankle. Join the ankle with the ankle, right? Suddul khalal, fill in the gaps and join the ankle to the ankle. So, if a person just did one hadith, didn't see the whole overview, then definitely you will make a mistake. And he said, no, the namaz only will be correct, be suddul khalal wa alsikul kaaba bil kaaba, wa alsikul ki'aba bil ki'aba. Right. Join the ankle to the ankle. Right. So right, if you go just by the surface meaning, then nobody can practice it. Someone can stand up and see, join your ankle to the ankle. Can they do it? Nobody can do it. So if they're joining, what they're joining is the toes. The toes are being joined, not the ankle. So that means you understand that the literary meaning is not aimed here, is not meant. Because nobody can practice the literary meaning. Because the toes are being joined, not the ankles. And to get the ankles joined, then you can't do it. Maybe you try, you can get one. But the other one, can you get it? The other one you can't get it. So you won't be practicing. So the whole hadith goes, al-manaqiba bil-manaqib, al-ki'aba bil-ki'ab. The shoulders to the shoulders, and the ankles to the ankles. Now, that also is not practical. Why not practical? Because he is, say, 2 meters, and he is 1¾ meters. Can the shoulders meet? Then how do you practice the hadith? So what the hadith is aiming at, you see that the rows are straight, right, in one line. The shoulders, the feet, all are in one line, one straight line. Not that literally you must have the ankles joining the ankles and the shoulders joining up with the shoulders, right? Then again, you've got hadith against it. Right? See, for example, you're performing namaz, right? And you got your shoes with, like, you know, you're going to Haram Sharif, and you don't have a place right in the masjid. In the masjid, normally there's a place to keep the shoes. But a little bit outside the masjid, there isn't a place. And there's a situation where you have to look after your shoes. Right? So, where should the shoes be placed? In that circumstance now. If you got it on the right, then there's an angel on the right. If you got it on the left, it may be the next person's right. See, this side there's an angel. This side, it may be the next person's right. So now, then where should you place your shoe? So then the hadith says that if you have to look after your shoes, تَفَقَّدُوا نِعَالَكُمْ, right? If you look after it, then keep it between your shin bone. You know? Keep it there. So the hadith, what it said that you don't keep it on your right because it's an angel. But did it say that don't keep it on your right because then you can't join your ankle? If joining the ankle was a requirement, right, then the hadith would have said don't put it there because then you can't straighten the surf. All it said that there'd be an angel that side, so don't place your shoes there. This thing is what happens is one hadith you check, second hadith, and then you just go with the literal meaning. If someone doesn't do it, they want a big shouting against the sunnah, against the hadith. Now, all these things must be checked. So I say, now, if you're in such a circumstance, they're making a noise, then just join it, right? Invariably, I've seen all the josh of this ends up by the first rakat. Second rakat, you will carry on normal. Nobody does anything. Till the first rakat, then you're very fussy about it. But you come to the second rakat, then everybody's casual about it. So some of these things here, when you are this type of people, then don't make a noise. Right? They don't know about striking the head or making loud zikr, right? Audible zikr. They don't know. So when these type of people are around, then don't make it an issue. So that day now, just calm it. So you don't have an issue. All people are like this, fix them up. What do you know? Jahils. So then you have fireworks. When you have fireworks, there's explosion. And there's trouble then. Then you don't win and they don't win. Right? Both sides lose. In the meanwhile, the zikr done softly is also acceptable. Zikr done a little bit loudly is also acceptable. And our elders, they made this type of considerations, right? As Mawla Abraul Haq Sahib from Hardoi, Rahmatullah Ali, very great person, last Khalifa of the Mawthani Sahib, very practiced, they call it the Muhis Sunnah, the one who revived the Sunnah, right? So, he would say very strongly that the Dastar Khan mustn't be lower than the place that you are sitting here, so that the dasturkhan mustn't be lower. Because he says the food supposed to be respected. And the food supposed to be respected, the respect requires it should be at your level or somewhere near there, not lower than you. Then there was another Buzurg, he says that, you know, when you're sitting down to eat, that you must have your head covered. Now, as a Shaykh of the day, all Ishtabu people are coming, as guests they come in. They're coming as guests, so that one Buzurg says that you must have your head covered. So he's eating, right? And if you're seeing him, like, you know, he perspires a lot, feels very hot. So he'll have his topi out and he's eating, right? And now he hears that Buzurg is coming. Are there a topi now? Wo aa rahe, wo aa rahe. As a consideration. So they know the limits, but they know also that this person must be respected. How have you respect him? So long as it's not amounting to bidat. On the lighter side, so there's poets, right? Poets got a little bit of jolly attitudes, right? So the poet is wrong. Two poets are there, and one poet doesn't have his topi on, you know. So the other one, in a gesture, you know, cheering up, hit him on the head. So this one here that got hit, now he went silent. He was grieving now. Why are you silent now? I remember my father's advice. Abba kehte the ki bighair topi ke baithne wale shaitan usko chapat marta hai. Usko shaitan bana diya. You know, wherever they are students, you have some elements, especially for their time, to get them up, right? First round, second round. So that person is appointed to get the children up, right, in the madrasa. So somebody has a tough time, you know, so he'll sometimes be aggressive. Are, gade ki ulad, gade ki ulad, uchao. Son of an ass, you know. So he's getting them up. So as he's shouting his money, gade ki ulad. So that boy stands and says, Abba maaf karna, Abba maaf karna. So they got some trees in the oils to put up with all his children. So now, Imam Rav Sahib is coming for the meal. The sir can't go say kar do. Like he knows that that's the mizaj. But that's the mizaj, he knows how to adjust it. But these are not things to be made like a big issue now. Now people don't know the limits, it's a big issue, very big issue. I don't have a chalala topi now. Hey, out. Not has any sirsala, finish. Some don't know that the limits. When they don't know the limits then that's where that extremism comes in. But now you know the limits, all right. You know that type of topi, something that type of topi, all right. So what's a big problem then? It would seem nice, you know, all have the same topi. Very good, mashallah. But for him it seems nice with that topi. So now, should you make that an issue? You don't make this thing an issue. Some people now, they make it an issue. When they make it an issue, this person says, but hey, he's not following the hadith now. Why is he making it an issue? You create unnecessary problems. But just say, carry on. And some of these things will settle on their own. You don't have to make it an issue, but don't address these things. Leave it, you know, settle on its own. Sometimes the madrasa is a little bit different. A madrasa, you want some control, right? when you've got control, then you can make some adjustments without any hiccups, right? Why? Some other says control environment. When you control environment, then you can do something. Like in a madrasa, when the masjid is crowded sometimes, so you will announce that you read your sunnah in the spot where you read your faraz. But the better thing was to move away from the spot that you had performed your faraz. But now, they understand there's going to be complications. You will move back, he moved back, there will be places now. No? Places is restricted, so you won't have place. So they will tell you, for the convenience sake, just perform your sunnah at the spot. Don't now move backwards. Right? So some things are done just out of convenience. These things have to be understood. But then that's in a controlled environment. Like a public place is not a controlled environment. You can't say, you can't use the same standards that was used in the madrasa in a public square. Public square is a little bit different. So they will think about what they think. We are his slaves, what he must just listen to what he says. That's how the people will see. So the public square is different, and a madrasa is a controlled environment, so you want certain etiquettes, right? So now someone has, for example, a designer kurta, right? So the madrasa will discourage it, don't have the designer. Just before the madrasa could close, so I saw one student, got a kurta, but it's got a red and a blue strip, you know. Somebody take that out. Please take that out. Because you know what's going on. And what both these things, what they symbolize. It's got some symbols. The colors also, like numbers got some symbols. Then that color also got some symbols. So when it's going to create some confusion, in a controlled environment, you can bring this thing here. Because you're controlled. Otherwise, it's an open masjid. Right? Randall's Road now, or Hilal. And you're stopping that person. Hey, who are you? You're my boss. Who are you to shun me? Ye ghar ki akal ki cheez hai. You need to have that, common sense. Okay, this is a controlled environment. Controlled environments will require certain standards. So here we talk of this zikr and the different approaches to zikr, and the idea is to root the word into the heart. And different approaches are used, methodologies are used to get the word rooted, right? Because the whole idea, aqimi salata li zikri, right, is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Right? If someone got the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the consciousness of the hereafter, then he's winning. Right? See this first encounter with wahi and the whole passage, right? Innani ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. You see that? First is Allah Ta'ala. Inni ana Allah. Aqimis salata li zikri. And the third line, Inna sa'ata atiyatun. See. So first of Allah Ta'ala, then followed by, ended by, Qiyamah. He said, Inna sa'ata atiyatun. Qiyamah is approaching. Recognize Allah Ta'ala first. So you know who you're talking to, who's talking to you, whose control it is, whose kingdom it is. Who's got the supreme control? Inni ala Allah. Who you must worship. So you know that. And if you don't have that, then how your ibadah is going to be? You won't have any direction. You're just doing the postures, just going through the whole motion, but you don't know what you're doing. So understand that you're talking to Allah Ta'ala. Innani ala Allah. La ilaha. So to worship, let it be dedicated to Allah Ta'ala itself. Himself. Innani. So let it be. So how much emphasis? Innani ala Allah. La ilaha illa ana. Fa'budni. Three times. Innani ala Allah. Innani ala Allah. Allah would have said, ana Allah. But innani ala Allah. You see how much emphasis? In the first line, there's two words. Innani ala Allah. Then again, la ilaha illa ana. Two words again, the third. There's no deity worthy of worship but me. Innani anallah. La ilaha illa ana. The third again, fa'budni. Then dedicate your service, your worship to me. So three lines, three words. Right. And then ended up with, inna sa'ata atiyatun. Remember, right? Litujza kullu nafsin bima tasa. Qiyamah is coming. And every person will be recompensed according to his endeavor. Litujza kullu nafsin bima tasa. Everybody is being. So, they say, Jaisi karni, Vaisi bharni. Jaisi karni, suppose they say, Daga kisi ka saga nahi. What? Daga kisi ka saga nahi. Could it be dubious and deceptive? Remember that deception has got no relatives, no connections. Daga kisi ka saga nahi, Jaisi karni. The way you will do it, right, you will have to suffer. So you do it, your intentions, right, and your planning and plotting, right, whatever you do, JC karni, visi bani. You're using plots and plans and strategies, etc. So whatever you do is going to catch up with you. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Right. Then he says, can't remember the second word. Dunya bhi hai aur akhirat bhi hai. Right? There's a thing like dunya and there's a thing like akhirat. Na maan to mar ke dekh. What? First he said what? Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Right? Right? Na maan to kar ke dekh. You know, you are deceptive, then you're going to catch it. You have different agendas, you're going to catch it. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Na maan to kar ke dekh. You're going to be deceptive, then this is going to catch up with you. If you don't believe this, try it out. And then it says, Jina bhi hai aur marna bhi hai. Live and you die. Jannat bhi hai aur dozakh bhi hai. What? Jannat bhi hai aur dozakh bhi hai. There's a thing like Jannat and there's a thing like Jahannam. But if you don't believe this, then die and see. So, first is Tawheed, one is to get you right? That's, you know the direction. Allah, Allah alone, no other person worthy of worship. See, Innani Allah, La ilaha illa ana fa'budni. So much, three times, in fact four times, emphasis to get Allah Ta'ala. So that's why the Sufiya work on that. Get Allah Ta'ala to your mind. Any work you're doing, right? Allah will be watching. Allah is with you. Small, is big, is discreet, it's open, it's domestic, it is public, it is business, it is social. So whatever you're doing, by innani anallah, la ilaha illa ana, fa'abudni. And then understand, everything is ending up with a consequence. Right? Everything is coming with a consequence. Inna sa'ata atiyatun kadukhfiha. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسِمْ بِمَا تَسَى. So if it's concealed, you know, the time and how, if that is concealed, it doesn't mean it's not going to take place. But it's concealed. You're not seeing it now. But then don't misconstrue it that there's no thing like Qiyamah. Allah has kept it concealed and there's a reason for the concealment. The hikmah in that. So understand it now, right? See, individual ending is called Maut. And a collective ending is called Qiyamah. Right? If everybody knew the end, right, then there could be a mixed response. One response could be, life now is too constrained. I only got 2 years, 3 years, 3 days. So, Will you get the chi of life? Will you get the brightness of life? You can't cheer. That thing is overwhelming. That could be one response. The other response is from a stupid person. I still got 2 years now. Let me just enjoy myself, cheer up, and just do the best now. I got 2 years. Let me just enjoy myself. So will he be preparing himself? He's not going to prepare himself. So, akadu fiya, I wish to conceal it. Yeah. So, like Allah Pak has concealed death, he's concealed qiyamah as well. Both are termination points. But Allah Ta'ala has concealed, la yujalliha li waqtiha. Allah Pak doesn't reveal it. Right? And I give you the reason why. Individual, he doesn't show it. And collective also, he doesn't show it. La yujalliha li waqtiha. Nobody can. That's why even Nabi Samet say, mal mas'oolu anha bi alam min as-sa'il. Nobody knows about it. Finished. Story's ended there. But what does this require? Jannat bhi hai aur dozakh bhi hai. Na maan to mar ke dekh. There's a thing like Jannat and Jahannam, right? And if you don't believe me, then die and see what happens to you. See what happens to you. So, man is created a little bit different to other animals. You'll see now cattle, chicken, all that. One is getting slaughtered, the other one is still eating on the ground. They're enjoying themselves. In fact, I don't know if you've seen chicken, you slaughter them, right? It's about 30, when you want to slaughter 3, so you caught 3 and you're cutting them, right? The ones that are still around, they'll come and drink this thing's blood. So the death is lying for them, something else. They meant for something else. They meant for feed. So when they meant for feed, so they take death differently. And we are meant for the hereafter. Ad-dunya khulikat lakum. Wa antum khuliktum lil-akhirah. The dunya was created for your ease. But you've been created for the akhirat. So that is why man is coming to his end, then he's very apprehensive, afraid, worried, ab kya hoga, or is it a terminal illness, what's going to happen, everybody gets worried. So man is different to the different species of animals. They got an itinerary. The itinerary, sometimes someone is a scavenger. Like you see, a lot of animals are scavengers, right? Or they have to clean the earth. Swine, donkeys, all that. They have to clean the earth, right? Some for meat and milk, right? Cows, cattle, or meat and milk. Right? So they're doing their work. And antum khuliktum lil-akhirah. You have got a long, long journey, right? And that journey is ending up with Jannat or Jahannam. If it's ending up with Jannat or Jahannam, then what preparations? See how nicely thing is. In one line, لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسِمْ بِمَا تَسْعَى. According to your endeavor, you will get paid. You want to work, you are going to get paid accordingly. It's left to you now. The ball is in your court. Work, and you will get it. If you be sluggish and lazy, you will get deprived. Work, see what will be the results. But how nice this art is. Beautiful. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. You see that?